This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, this week we're playing off of another of those K-State Garden Hour webinars, which took place a few days back, and the topic of choice, ornamental flower beds and how to make those accent your landscape to the fullest. And joining us now, the presenter of that webinar, he is the Lyon County Extension Horticulture Agent, Travis Carmichael. And flower beds and borders can be quite a highlight of any landscape, can't they, Travis?
They can, and bringing gardeners back around to the general concepts was the focus of the presentation, talking about keeping things kind of simple in groups instead of kind of the randomness that sometimes can happen, because I will personally admit it gets kind of exciting when you get out to the lawn and garden centers and see all the different flowers. Sometimes you forget that maybe we should buy 3 or 5 things that go together instead of a single plant here and there and go plant them. So sometimes if that happens where there's a lot of single plants throughout the landscape, it kind of comes across as more of what we call a circus effect. And so it really kind of draws away from the overall appeal of the landscape. So that was really the main focus of the presentation.
Well, then, what would be some of the ground rules for planting ornamentals in groups for the best visual effect?
So we start out with masses of 3 and odd numbers. So we start at 3, 5, 7, so forth. Again, as I mentioned, you know, single, not so much unless we've picked like this perfect focus plant that we want everyone to look at. So it might be an oddball that not everyone has that we put in. That will be by itself. It's coming down to figuring out what you want for the overall appearance. Do you want that more contemporary look where things are more simplified, smoothing, curving lines, or do you want the hard corners, straight topiaries, more of a traditional formal garden? So that's the other big thing, is deciding what your overall theme is before you start picking out plants to go in the landscape.
Another point you brought out in the webinar, you want to choose plants on the basis of their mature size. Why so?
So we do that so we make sure we have enough spacing for them. And this is where we can see a lot of mishaps in landscapes, is people plant to the size that they purchased and not thinking about the actual size. And even when we put things down onto paper, it's drawn out to mature size. So we know that, okay, say we have a tree that gets 30 feet wide at maturity, then we can really figure out where to properly place it so it's not growing into the side of the house, or the roots are not encroaching on any foundations and going from there. And even within a flower bed itself, that helps so things don't look overly crowded or mismatched, because we also want everything overall to be kind of uniform in size and uniformity, kind of proper sizing to the house and its surroundings.
Well, we'd ask folks to have a look at the video of the webinar, and that's fairly easy to access, isn't it, Travis?
Yes, it is. It's located on the K-State Horticulture and Natural Resources website, and it will be under Extension and the K-State Garden Hour.
It's easiest to simply search for K-State Garden Hour. That'll take you right to the archive of the previous Garden Hour webinars and the most recent ones, including the one that just took place, on landscape design, with the emphasis there on selecting flower bed material for planting this spring. Have a look at that. Travis, thanks for your time and this input. Appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
That's Travis Carmichael. He's the Extension Horticulture Agent in Lyon County, East Central Kansas. Our guest on this Plantarama, this program produced by K-State Research and Extension, over this, the K-State Radio Network.